Yes, indeed, it is the Morning Crossfire 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. This morning we're having conversations about how well you know a certain someone you may or may not supposed to know. We'll find out shortly. But what does it mean to know a person? What exactly does it entail? Well, those who understand English will tell you it is understanding what they are made of, what they are capable of, what they have done, who they are, what they represent, but most importantly, what they can do. And we've seen and heard people not know those they are supposed to know. I heard a story not too long ago of a lady who has been married for quite some time and she had no idea what her husband did for a living. There are many cases of people who don't know their children well enough and vice versa. So if this is the case for people you should know, people you live with, how much of a responsibility is it to know people who you do not exactly live with, who might be neighbors, who might be outside? Well, it's important because the conversation for this morning has a lot to do with residents who are shocked by the identity of their neighbors. The residents of an estate in Rumuekini, Obiakpo local government area of River State, say they are still in shock. Well, at the time of this report, they were still in shock. I don't know if that's still the case now. After some security operatives raided the estate and arrested about five people, they told our correspondent that those arrested are suspected kidnappers, as some kidnapped victims were rescued from their one-bedroom apartment. Some of the occupants of the estate who spoke to our correspondent say they are traumatized after discovering that they were neighbors with suspected kidnappers.
It disturbs mentally to know that this kind of thing was actually happening here. I didn't know I was living with a kidnapper in this place. When the DSS came, they were exchanging gunshots and all that. And where they were trying to pass through the roof to run away, they caught all of them and carried their hostage with them, with the car that they carried.
The policemen, they changed the senior guy here. He's living here. I asked him, senior guy, what is happening? The guy told me that, saying don't be this. If I know it, they spoil the house, spoil everywhere, blow gunshot everywhere. If I know it, they climb on top of the ceiling. They carried five boys and came out, shot their legs then. Later, police people come call us, come and see. They open bus like that, we see three rifles. They say not the kidnappers that keep the rifle. They kidnap someone here, so we don't know.
Some of the occupants said the security operatives asked everyone to move out of the estate. They, however, appealed to the operatives to give them more time to get new accommodations.
One victim, the victim's car was actually parked in our compound. They said that's how they found them. The victim's car had a tracker. So that's how they got to the compound. The car was parked there, the black car. But they came back again on Tuesday, 3 a.m. I'm still hearing noise. They were clearing the items in those kidnappers' apartments. So when they were not saying, we're going to evacuate the building, they are going to seal the compound. But they're giving us 48 hours. And it's not going down well with us because I've been looking for a house since yesterday and I've not even found an apartment.
The thing is very painful because everybody is stranded. We don't know where to park to right now.
Nobody expected this to happen. And because of the situation now, everybody is on edge trying to look for where to go to right now. In fact, no, since the incident, nobody has been sleeping here because we don't even know the next action that anybody is going to take.
Well, it's not clear who carried out the arrest, as the police and the DSS are yet to speak on the incident. But of course, there's a question of personal responsibility to security. How much should you know? Who should you know? How well should you know your neighbor? And how well does your neighbor know you? I have a couple of guests who will be speaking on this. But my first guest is Mr. Hamilton Odum. He's a branch chairman, NIESV. That's Nigerian Institution of Estate Surveyors and Valuers. He'll be telling us, of course, about what it takes to take a tenant and how much data is required. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, what is a security protocol? Because whether or not neighbors know, at least the landlord should have some information of a tenant. What is a security protocol for taking a tenant into an apartment?
Well, that comes within this property management in our own area of practice.
Okay.
And property management is a specialized skill. Unfortunately, every big Tom and Harry wants to call himself a property manager today. It takes a special skill. It takes so much training, you know, for you to be a qualified property manager, which is what the Estate Surveyor and Valuer is trained for, you know, from university to the professional courses we take and all that. Now, you don't just accept money from anybody. That's very unprofessional. Before you take somebody in, you do your due diligence. You know, you invite the person to your office. You know who he is. You give him certain forms to fill. You need to know everything about him. You know. And more so, the law has made it in such a way that you must know your customer, know your clients. That's what SCUMO, that's the special control unit against money laundering. He says, before you take anybody in, before you accept money from anybody, you must do due diligence. Know who the person is, where he works. Get some personal details about him before you take him in. And not just getting these details, try as much as possible to verify the details or the information provided by the prospective tenant. And that's what we do, you know. And you hardly find such situations in properties managed by, you know, registered estate surveyors and valuers. So what I'm trying to say is, everybody, before you take somebody into your house, make sure if you're a landlord, you're a property manager, wherever you are, before you take somebody in, do your due diligence. Who is the person? What does he do? Does he have a verifiable means of livelihood? You know, or somebody just comes to your door and say he has money to pay and you accept money from him. No, that's not done. And that's why we always have such issues, security issues in the society.
Well, Mr. Hamilton, I mean, you have to consider the circumstances surrounding the person moving into your apartment. It's possible they are doing it on short notice. You might hear, oh, somebody has been thrown out of somewhere, so they are really trying to get their family as quickly as possible into a new place of residence. So time is a factor here. Besides, you said invite the person to the office, speak with them, give them a form to fill. If I'm a kidnapper, I will not disclose that on any form, you know. Having a 5 or 10 minute engagement with me, if I'm a smooth criminal, will not tell you in any way that I'm involved in a life of crime.
Well, if you have listened to me, I said you must know what the person does. And knowing what somebody does, I mean, you provide identity. You provide an ID card. You know, someone says he works with LNG today. You must provide an ID card. And you as a landlord or the landlord's perspective, you go a step further. Actually verify the claims made by the person. You know, that's important. And the fact that somebody's time is against the person is not your business. You must do your due diligence. That shouldn't be your problem. Oh, I want to move in today, I want to move in tomorrow. No. It's not done that way. You know, I must at least get some background information about you before I'll allow you in.
What is an average time frame required for this due diligence? How long could it possibly take?
Well, sometimes it depends on the type of tenant. If it's a corporate body, for instance, of course you ask for the company papers, you know, the registration papers and all that. That's a different case entirely. Mm. At least you know it's a corporate body you are dealing with. If it's an individual, with depending on where the person works, you know, it could take a shorter time to do your confirmation. You know, but someone comes to you, I'm a plumber, for instance. Plumber, what where is that? It's difficult knowing, you know, trying to establish most of this background information when the person doesn't do, is not in a conventional employment, you know. It's more difficult, so it takes a longer time. Sometimes you could ask for referees as well, guarantors as well, not just to aid you, not just get information from the person who has approached you. Ask for guarantors. Maybe one or two. You know, so when you have such situations, it's easy, you know, easy trying to trick or trying to track such person. You know, but just accept money. It's not done anywhere. And we will continue to have this problem until we engage professionals to do this task for us. It's important.
All right. Now, Mr. Hamilton, for people who may be working jobs where for privacy / security reasons, they might not need to disclose what they do. For example, some people might be working undercover on a project. You might have actual spies or someone who may be for their own protection. You know, they work in a place where people will consider a big man kind of place, an oil company or a big establishment, and they don't really want to tell people for their own safety. Can they choose not to disclose this information, again, for privacy and safety?
Well, SCUMO, that's a special control unit for special control units against money laundering, says you must know who you are dealing with. It's not just for assets, soldiers and buyers alone, not just for property managers alone. People who are into, even the bankers are asked to do that. Those who sell car dealers are asked to do that. Those who sell jewelry are asked to do that. You know, and they provide, the good part is that they provide training for us from time to time. And they have made this very clear. And that's why people keep running into problems. You know, I've had a number of persons who are arrested because they couldn't provide basic background information about their tenant. You know, for me, if you come to me, I'll always tell you, please, I need to know you. I need to know what you do. I need to know the size of your family. We try to avoid situations where because of large size of families, you put a strain on the facility in the property. You know, you get all this information. You get a guarantor. You know, I don't care what you do, but it must be legitimate. It must be legitimate, and you must show cause for it. You must show evidence that you are into a legitimate trade, you are into a legitimate business, you are into a legitimate employment and all that. So, things like say you are trying to hide what you do, trying to not to disclose who you are, it doesn't apply at all.
Well, most times
you must show. Yes, you must tell me what you do.
Most
and
times,
that's what we are asked to do on a day-to-day basis.
All right. Most times these criminals have actual jobs, legitimate jobs. Sometimes the crime is the side hustle, you know. Sometimes a suspected kidnapper, armed robber is arrested and people say, oh, we know that guy, you know, he's a banker, he does this. So being able to provide some documentation for an actual job might not be a problem. But on the other side, on the part of the tenant, when trying to move into a new apartment, how do you know that the person you're dealing with is a certified property manager, as you have said? What do I need to look out for?
Sorry, I didn't get that part. If I'm
looking to go into a new apartment, how do I know that the person I'm dealing with is a certified property manager?
It's very simple. Our members, they have offices across the Federation. Ensure the person you're dealing with is a registered estate of Yan Value. It's very easy to know. We have our NIVES logo. You have the... You must, first and foremost, get to the person's office. And when you get to the person's office, you see the sign here. Hamilton Odom & Co., Estate Surveyors and Valuers. Please ensure you deal with Estate Surveyors and Valuers alone when it comes to property issues. You know, these are persons who are recognized by law. These are persons who are registered by law to carry out property management. And you will never go wrong with them. You will never go wrong with them.
All right.
When you talk about not being sure of maybe somebody comes in, he does a legitimate trade, he's into a legitimate business, but he's still a criminal.
Mm.
The point is, when we do our due diligence, we are able to reduce crime or reduce such criminal activities as much as possible. You would have done your own part, you know, as far as the law is concerned. And if tomorrow, the law catches up with them, nobody will blame you because you have done your part. You have provided all the documents that is required of you. You did your due diligence and the law will be on your side.
All right.
But when you don't do that, then of course you'll be caught up with the law.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Hamilton, for your time. We truly appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
And Mr. Hamilton Odum is a branch chairman, NIE SV, which is a Nigerian institution of estate surveyors and valuers. I will take a break shortly. Coming up next, I'll be speaking with another guest, Mr. Smith Dibia, who is a security and cybersecurity expert. He'll be telling us about the responsibility of the neighbor to know their neighbor. Please stay with us.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Stops mentally to know that this kind of thing was actually happening here. I didn't know I was living with a kidnapper in this place. When the DSS came, they were exchanging gunshots and all that, and where they were trying to pass through the roof to run away, they caught all of them and carried their hostage with them, with the car that they carried.
The policemen, they chained the senior guy here. He's living here. I asked him, senior guy, what is happening? The guy told me that, saying, don't be there. If I know it, they spoil the house, they spoil everywhere, blow gunshot everywhere. If I know it, they clamp on top of ceiling. They carried five boys and came out, shot their legs then. Later, police people come and see the open bus. Like that, we see three rifles. They see Nadia, not the kidnappers that keep the rifle. They kidnap someone here, so we don't know.
All right, the voices of residents of an estate in Rume Kini expressing shock at their neighbors, the kidnappers. My guest is Mr. Smith Dibia, who is a security and cybersecurity expert, chief security officer for Snow.net. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Sam.
How secure are you this morning?
It's definitely, we're secured.
Okay, thank you for making the time. So straight to business. In this mind your business world that we live in, everybody is on their own. Would you blame neighbors who don't know their neighbors' occupations?
Yes, Mr. Sam, I think we have to begin to take responsibilities. Yes, I have them and I will be following up the story. Definitely, we need to blame, to an extent, we need to blame neighbors. I have said that the area of social media had made us, had disconnected us from knowing who our neighbors are. Most times, you see, we spend time chatting with people abroad and outside here, maybe people that are as far as anywhere you can imagine, living to chat with the next door neighbor. That is why you see the girl saying that she never knew that she was living with this. And another thing is this, my people will say that when an ancestor wants to kill a person, he will make the people that will help him to become his enemy. What okay. am I not saying? The police are there for us. I often begin to wonder, why is it that the people, the masses have just turned to be an enemy of, seeing police as their enemy instead of seeing them as their friend? I've listened to this story and I've listened to even professionals that you've also called. None had called police, as in to involve police in profiling people. You see, it is the job of the Nigerian police to profile people. And when people are moving into your apartment, number one thing you should ask, you should do as a landlord or as a qualified, certified agent, estate and real estate, whatever, is to first of all ask for a police report. Mr. Sam, I tell you, if you ask anybody for a police report and he goes to get a police report and brings to you, to an extent, 60% that person is free. Maybe as time goes, he could also use 40% to become whatever he wants to become. for a person to walk into a police station and tell the police, look at the police face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and say, I'm renting an apartment in number this and this and this, and they are asking me for a police report, it means that 50% to 60% of that person is genuine. The 30 or 40 can come up within that neighborhood. So I blame it to us because the area of social media has disconnected us from our neighbors. And I also want to also say that there's what we call local knowledge in security. It is as local as anything you could call it. Now, when you move into an apartment, when you are renting an apartment, you move into an estate, number one thing you do is after arranging yourself, I know we used to do security sweep before you move in, but I wonder how anybody that has done that or do that. The truth remains that during the security sweep, if you consult a professional security expert, during the security sweep, he had to sweep the environment. He had to sweep the area to give you a better information of exactly where you're going to live. But that we don't do here. We leave it there. Just very few that does that. Now, after that, when you move in, you also have time within a week of you being in that environment. You have your evening outing. You stroll out in the evening. You take a notice of how and what is happening in the environment. You move to some environment. You see a group of shop where you see some boys and, you know, activities going on there. You just drive past morning and afternoon. You don't even stop by one day. You're not to stop with your car anyway, because you could pose threat. You don't know what exactly is happening. But you could also disguise yourself as intelligent to go and know what is happening in that shop. And by the time you go there, you will have information of what is happening. You mix up with them, you mix up with people. But this form of big man and big boys arrangement has sort of disconnected us from that. So definitely I have to say that it is the responsibility of anybody that is living in any place to know their neighbor.
Mr. Smith, sorry for cutting you. I'd like to take you on the why are citizens not engaging with police, you know, points that you made. I think that we understand the relationship between police and citizens. A lot of people do not trust the police, and it's not because they just don't want to. It is earned mistrust. I mean, you and I have heard of situations where a person reported a certain suspect, someone who suspected of something, to the police, and we heard that now the criminal has the name of the person who reported. We hear these things. These things are all over the news. So when people fear to engage with the police because they've heard of someone who did and regretted it, you don't exactly blame them.
Yes, Mr. Sam, the police also have a control center, a control number that you can call. And you can actually call that number anonymously, reporting any issue. I don't want to dwell much on that, but I know that I have said when an ancestor wants to kill a man, he makes his people that will help him look like his enemy. The police are there. They are professionals to profile a person. In estates, so some of these estates, you see, when you go to those estates, you see gates everywhere. They lock up everywhere. That looks like they are looking for security. They are trying to improve their security. But it also baffles you that they do not know people that live in that estate. And most times when the estate leaders will call for meeting, they only call for landlord meeting. I don't know if you notice that. And it is not even the landlord that will be doing this. It is the people that will be living in the neighborhood. So it is just that we are not taking security serious. I was in an investigation just a few weeks back, and I discovered that a driver that had been driving somebody for 2 years, the person does not know where the driver is from. He only knew that the driver is from a particular state. And when we asked which state, he said he's from, I mean, which community, he said he's not from that state. He never also knew where the driver was living. This is that thing I am telling you. We move into places, we refuse to take responsibility of security. You heard the lady saying that why they were able to trace this was because there was a tracker installed in a particular victim's car. And I was so happy to hear that information. And that is why we will still tell you that the police are not magicians. They don't disappear and appear. They work with information. When you report information to them, they work with it. Now, the victim reported an information and they tracked the vehicle. And you can imagine what that device has saved. It has saved the community, it has saved the state, it has even saved the country. Because who wouldn't have known the next victim of those persons? So I think that in the estate, as a landlord, as whatever you are to take in people, you need to first of all ask for a police report. Whatever document you ask, if you ask me where I work, I can actually tell you where I work. And I might also be doing some shady business and all of that. So it doesn't require, even I can give you my ID card. And in fact, I can even invite you to my office. It doesn't authenticate who I am. You know, it doesn't remove me from being, in fact, some of this phishing and all of that that is happening in internet fraud. Some percentage of it are coming from the staff that works in some of these financial institutions. So it doesn't make us to be original person to say. But I can tell you, we have had issues where we are profiling some company staff. And we told them that the next morning, we are going to move you from our office to a police station so that they can actually profile you. And one of those formats of profiling is that they are going to release few persons from the cell to come and do an identity check. So we are begging, if you know that you have any form of criminal intent, just don't come.
This form of interrogation, it sounds very...
Sam, I'm telling you that if we have 10 persons today, I will have that appointment for tomorrow. By tomorrow, we are having 3 persons. Automatically, we have screened out. In fact, 7 persons have screened out themselves. It means that they have criminal tendency in them. I can tell you, as little as criminal tendency you have in you, you cannot walk into a police station and look at a policeman face to face. I'm not saying you just pick one on the road. No. Look at a policeman face to face and say, sir, I'm here for profiling. You can check me. You can't do that. No, as little as the tendency you have, even if you so take 1 naira from your mother's, but you can't do that. So I tell you that these are professionals that are in this system. We need to know them very well. And also, know who you are working with. We have also been in a situation where they said, I said, give me the guarantor's form that your staff had filled. And to my greatest surprise, some staff has worked for 1 or 2 years. The company did not also know. They have never spoken to the guarantor. So this is something that we need to discourage. In the estate, we need to have, outside from having the gates there, they are there to improve security, yes. But to an extent too, we don't want to go there because they are also disadvantaged to what those gates are. But then in an estate, if you're also an estate leader or if you move into an estate, try to know the landlord association. Try to know the security structure that exists in that estate. These are things you need to know. You don't just drive in and drive out, because you will, at the end of the day, live in a place where you are vulnerable to, because the more you feel that you're a big boy, the more vulnerable you are to the big boys, like the guy just
Well, we would need to take calls. Of course, I'll engage with the listener shortly, but very quickly, for the Know Your Neighbor protocol, you know, the people you live in the same compound or in the same neighborhood with, just reaching out to them, greeting them, engaging with them, how far can you take it? Because there's a level to which a person might want to come close. It seems like it's overbearing, it's breach of privacy. If a person comes to my house, maybe I move in, or, you know, just in being neighborly. Oh, Mr. Sam, how you doing? Well done. Ah, it's a family. Where do you work? There's a level to which it becomes, okay, what thing happened? So how do you take it and not push it too far in trying to know your neighbor?
Yes, in local knowledge information that we used to have in security, it is not just going to meet you to say, Mr. Sam, how are you and how are you? It is you that had moved in that will gradually begin to know your neighbors. You move in, you can go to, after maybe a week or thereabout, during your strolling, you meet people on the road. You could just one day know one person per day. And as you're going, you meet somebody on the road. Hey, good morning. How are you doing today? How is everything? How is this place? I just moved into this compound. And he said, oh, you just moved into this compound. Yet that person may tell you, that compound, you have to be very careful. You understand? Because he has information. He could also tell you, oh, that compound is a very good compound. I know the landlord. You are getting information. You go to buy something in a shop. You just tell them, oh, how are you doing? I just moved into this community. How is this community, madam? The person selling there will give you information. You will be surprised the information he will give. He will tell you, go to the right, always don't go to the left. Because he or she has lived there. You bring yourself so low so that you can get information. Go to a barber, even if you have a barber in your house, even if your security, whomever, barbs you. Forget about calling the barber to your house sometimes. Go to a barber salon and and sit down in that barbershop and take time.
The gossip that happens.
Even when it's your turn, just tell them, no problem, go ahead. You might not even barb. Just be there, gist with them, and you will hear information in that barber. They will tell you, in that street is like this, that street is like that. So these are the things. You don't just walk into people and say, where do you work and all of that. This is local knowledge.
All right.
It is as local as we call it. But it is important. But so many persons do not also do this.
Right, let's take some calls. The numbers to connect this to the studio, 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. I have Daniel calling from Rumokroshi. Good morning, Daniel.
Hello, good morning, this morning.
Good morning, yeah. Please go ahead.
Yes. Please, when issues like this happen, let us be careful the type of information we give out to the public. The security unit, the security agencies have not spoken about this. And we are here busy telling people what brought them, how they got to that place. It is not too good. It is not too good. Please, let's filter what we give out to the public. You are giving out the security details to the people, and people are out there hearing. The bad boys are there hearing that this was how they got there. By the time they do their next time, you see how they will present themselves.
Okay.
Wait for security agencies to give out information. I'm not too rushed because you want to entertain yourself.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you see it as entertainment. Tembu from Rumomasi, please go ahead. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, the very distinguished Oracle.
Go ahead.
I quickly want to ask, according to your statement, how much do you know your neighbor? Like your security analyst, rightly said.
Mm.
And you walk into a barbing saloon, paraventure, that barbing saloon is somebody that whose hand is not even pure. And this is where they always meet. To share information on how to go about their next target. On that situation, what will someone do when you know that even walking into that place, you don't know, your life is not even secured? Because across some concerns, not everybody that lives in your compound that you ask questions that will tell you. And sometimes some will ask you, why are you foreclosing into affairs that does not concern you?
Okay.
So that's why, what will someone do?
All right, thank you, Temple. We need to take this break. It is upon us. And Mr. Smith, hopefully you answer after the break. Please stay with us.
Words are powerful, but even more powerful is when they are backed by action. Which is why at Keystone Bank, we don't just say you're important. We show you how important you are to us by providing you with simple and innovative banking technology that hits home. From our online banking and mobile app to our *7111# platform to our super fast loan services and so much more. In Keystone, you'll find a refreshing approach that takes banking from being bearable to pleasurable. Experience customer dedication and refreshing innovation that go beyond words with Keystone. Keystone Bank. We grow together.
Swisco, to support their big dreams.
Swisco, power your dreams.
Beat Sakpa with Jumia Black Friday. From November 4th till the 30th, you can get access to all those products you've had your eyes on all year at prices that will leave some change in your pocket. You also get your orders delivered within 2 to 4 days. T's and C's apply.
Jumia, your everyday delivered. This is football's biggest season. Welcome to the ultimate game on the planet. Qatar 2022 is here for every fan and every home from 20 November.
This is absolutely wonderful.
It's Mbappe! Oh! Get the DStv HD decoder, dish, plus 1 month DStv compact subscription for only 14,900 Naira to enjoy all 64 matches of Qatar 2022 live in high definition, plus commentary in local languages only on SuperSport. Here for every home in Niger.
Hi, my name is Tenny Makanaki. And did you know the metaverse is made for us to create? To free our imagination and bring our biggest ideas to life. If you can dream it, you can create it. With MetaSpark, your music isn't just for your fans at home. Your augmented reality stage can be anywhere. Dress up your avatar and give it some bling. And your next art piece can also be a one-of-a-kind digital collectible. So what are you waiting for? Come flex first in the metaverse with Meta Technologies. Naija, go to meta.com to discover how.
Mabel, I said let me come and check to see if all of you are fine.
Mama Didi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Your husband?
Oh, he's fine.
And you?
Mama Didi, plus my grandfather in the village, we're fine.
What is it? My dear, the aroma of this jollof rice has been knocking on my door since
I just had to come and eat.
Producing the new Onga Jollof Seasoning Powder. It's the new jollof taste maker made to give your jollof rice that rich jollof taste and aroma that's really hard to resist.
Onga, Mama's helping hand.
Everybody will connect to something greater. Connect to the moment. The winning goal to history. Unafidwa now. Watch the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 on Showmax Pro. Oh yeah now. Stream all 64 matches of the World Cup live from Super Sport on Showmax. Experience every game, anywhere, on up to 2 devices. If they are available in HD and 4K also. It's joke. Almost sign up now at showmax.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. We're down to the final seconds. It's still the Morning Crossfire. I have a comment here on WhatsApp which reads, how can neighbors be saying they don't know what their next door neighbor was doing for a living? Especially the boy that commented with the language he used, it shows he is a friend. But very quickly, Mr. Smith, to Temple's question, what if asking these questions and moving around actually does put you in trouble?
No, the thing is, you don't go to people to begin to ask, knock your neighbor and say, neighbor, what do you do for a living? No, you see, you need to begin to be friendly to people. You move into a place, in the morning you greet your neighbor very well. By the time you do that consistently for like 1 week, he makes him to loosen up. He begins to greet you. Most times he begins to even ask, how are you doing? How was your day today? You're beginning to enter that particular person. You know, if you go to those saloons, you don't go there to go and discuss anything. You just go there to get information. Like the guy said, he said he's a big boy. I mean, senior man. He called him senior man. When you go to those saloons, you hear people they call senior men in those saloons. And when they pass with their car, they tell you they are senior men. So you go to those places, you get information, go to bookers some evening, disguise yourself.
Yeah, but Mr. Smith, there are usually bad spots. There are some places, even in neighborhoods, where, you know, people are advised to avoid. So in your quest for information, what if you mistakenly enter where you're not supposed to enter?
No, but when you know those bad spots, what are you supposed to do? You report to the police.
You might start with the bad spot. In your quest for knowledge, you might, maybe the first place you put head is the bad spot before knowing about the bad spot.
But they are not also going to hurt you because you are disguising yourself to enter the bad spot. You are not going there to communicate with them. You go there to ask, what's happening here? It's not like what is happening, but like you want to make investigation.
Then you find out what is happening.
No, but you're going there like you see some joint where they smoke. You go there like you do that. These are things we do anyway. Okay. You go there like you do that. You go there like you want to buy. And at the end of the day, you get information. These are things we do on covert level. And we get information. So you can also do that. But then, while you're doing what you're doing, remember that the police are professional in handling this. When you see something, it is advised that you say something.
Officially,
always report yourself to the police.
We're officially out of time. Thank you very much, Mr. Smith, for your time. Very quickly, your social media handles before we leave.
In Facebook is Smidibia, in social media is Smidibia, then in Twitter is still at Smidibia.
All right, have yourself a wonderful day.
God. Thank you very much.
This is where the Morning Crossfire ends. Thanks for being a part of it. Please connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms.